Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy, the weepy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the memes. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no bullshit from nobody. Actually, expose the bullshit of society and chop it up into easy to digest chunks for you. Today won't be any different. Today, we're doing a special episode. Today, today I'm going to be doing two shows this week. I was honored to have this person come in. I have a guest coming on. If you read the title of the episode, it's Rucka Rucka Ali. Rucka Rucka Ali is an Israeli-American comedian, musician, internet celebrity, best known for his black comedy, political, topical, and song parodies on YouTube. I first heard him on a radio show. I forgot which radio show. I thought it was Tom Lakers, but apparently I was wrong. In fact, hold on. Let me try to get him on. Calling him on Skype. So.
Yo. Do you want to do this audio or just video?
Audio.
Audio? All right, cool.
Yeah, man, what's up? Okay, so you're on live, Rucka Rucka. How you doing, my brother?
What up, Holmes?
What's up? I really enjoy your parodies. Especially in this politically correct climate now, you don't get, you know, people are so squeamish to go, you know, to go there. I mean, so where do you oh, goodness, I should have wrote questions. Where you get your balls from?
Shit, man, I guess I was just born with them, huh?
Yeah. No, but, you know, most people are like, oh, I'm worried about losing my career, my job, and all that. I mean, what are your thoughts on what's going on?
Well, being offensive is my career.
So where do you draw your like inspiration from? Like, does it come from like whatever pisses you off? Okay? What is your main goal with your music?
You know, when I listen to music, it's like I see the lyrics kind of emerging. You know, it's like when you're a painter,
right?
You find yourself reaching for certain colors. So that's kind of what I do, but with me, it's skin color.
Yeah, right.
You know? Yeah.
So who do you hate the worst? I have a thing against Lithuanians.
Yeah, you know, that's actually usually my answer too, but Hungarians are probably even worse than that.
Well, I don't know, because there's this chick, this cam girl called the Shotzi Monroe. I don't know if you've heard of her.
Who hasn't?
Oh, okay. So you know of Shotzi. Yeah.
Yep.
She got a nice ass. So I can't I can't really hate on the Hungarians that much if they got chicks like that.
That's true. I can't argue with that point. So I guess that does redeem them.
So it says, I was reading your bio. So you're Israeli.
Yeah, you know, I was born in Bethlehem.
Oh,
it was pretty JC. Crazy. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just like JC. So Shabbat Shalom, yeah. My brother.
Fuck yeah.
So you escaped the IDF? You didn't serve?
I got shot, and I still have a scar in my head, so I don't think I'm fit to serve any military anymore.
Okay, so you know what? I guess you could say whatever the fuck you want. Once you get shot in the head, it's like, yeah, you could throw some niggas around.
That's what's up.
So, I mean, did you get the hood pass just for that? It's like, you know, I got shot in the head, so I could pretty much call you a bunch of jigaboos, if you know.
That's exactly how the proceedings went at the meeting.
Oh, at the meeting, okay.
Yeah, at the what do you call it? The tribunal? Yeah, that was what it was.
Oh, the Nuremberg?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right. So, damn, I had the question in my head and now it's gone. Oh yeah, so I see you hang out with like a lot of right wingers.
What makes you say that?
Well, I see you were hanging out with Blair White. Well, Sargon is not really right wing. He's moderate. But you know, I've actually had Sargon on this show before, and you know, I'm God, what's wrong with me today? Can't talk.
Well, you're not exactly American, are you?
Yes, I am.
That's what's up.
Yeah. I was born here, so they can't kick me out. I mean, if somebody says we're going to deport you, I'm like, where? To Brooklyn? I mean, go ahead. Find me an apartment.
I mean, they could send you to Puerto Rico. I mean, you'd still be technically in the United States.
And it's really not that bad. So, you know, it's getting cold here. I might take them up on it.
Hell yeah, man. Come on, Trump.
So next question. Are you, like, pro or against?
Against Trump?
Yeah.
You know, people, it's like every time people ask that, it's like there's a context they want, or like, it's like, is it Trump versus Hillary, or is it Trump versus this, Trump or that? Like, I'm not into Trump. I don't think, I don't think he represents the type of America that I want to see. You brought up, you know, right. Blair White and Sargon. What, I don't know. I mean, I think Blair White is, conservative,
yeah.
But what I think animates people like Sargon and a lot of these other people is that they were kind of always on the left, and then when the left kind of started targeting people by their identity, saying like you're guilty if you're a white male and whatever, people started to kind of question the left and kind of move to the right. But my whole thing has always been like there's a better way, like there's kind of a more philosophical approach you can take rather than just moving towards this nationalistic kind of reverse SJW that I think is where everybody's moving.
Well, I mean, you would think, you know, he's actually pissing off the people. He's pissing off similar people that you might piss off.
Well, I mean, he definitely pisses off people. So if that's the criteria, then I would say Trump does a great job. But if you want to see people get pissed off, then criticize Trump and see how his supporters treat you.
Really? Okay. Have you been treated bad by Trump supporters?
I mean, I haven't been like attacked in the street, and I don't really talk politics too much. I'm mostly concerned with either comedy or just ideas, you know, philosophy, but. You know, criticize Trump, like tweet something out or post a video, see what the comments say. You know, they can't let him be criticized. It's kind of like with Obama, but, you know, it's Trump.
Yeah. I mean, I know you don't want to talk politics, but the thing is with like political correctness and comedy now is they seem to be meshing it together. I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, this has been going on for a long time. So people act like this is something recent, and then people call me a prophet because I was like I was predicting this stuff 10 years ago, when really it was already happening, and I saw it happening. And when Obama became president, you would think that the world of stand-up comedy, you would think they can't wait to make, like, you know, racist jokes about the first black president.
Right.
You would think it would be nothing but fried chicken. But no, for all the white comics would go nowhere near that. And then the black comics, it's like they love him so much. They love Obama so much. At most, they'll kind of make fun of how he talks or something. But I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Well, yeah. I mean, I do stand-up comedy here in New York City, and I mean, it's like it's the other way around here. It's so everyone's so fucking homogenized. Like, if you're gay, it's like, oh well, I'm gay. I'm coming out the closet. I'm gay. Or oh, Trump orange and hair and small hands jokes. One after another, and it's like it gets old.
It sucks. There's nobody's saying anything funny in comedy anymore.
Like, it's almost like to not to kiss your ass, but you know, it's almost doing what you're doing is being you're brave, and it probably doesn't feel like that, but you know, when people are doing the same thing and they're playing it safe, hell, when you have Norm MacDonald fucking apologizing for saying something that wasn't wrong. I mean, does it scare you a little bit, though?
Well, again, my whole career is doing what I do, so it's like, how am I going to lose that? But it is possible for me to just get completely wiped off the internet one day.
Yeah.
I guess that's we all really face that.
Yeah.
I hope people look back at this decade and they see this as that this was just a trend. Like, I hope the whole Norm MacDonald controversy is just kind of a 2018 thing. Like, I hope that, like, by 2025, that's just like a distant memory that people are kind of embarrassed about, because this is out of control.
So, damn.
So how's your comedy going? What are you doing besides this podcast?
Nothing. Nothing. I'm just right now. It's back to the lab, just writing and testing it out. Because I mean, especially the climate here in New York. You gotta come with the funny, even at a fucking open mic when you're testing out material. You're just shunned.
I know how it is.
It's just it's ridiculous. I mean, they had a. You know, they're so unoriginal. There was this one comedy club that got shut down because the owner, who was a male feminist, got accused of raping a chick. But it's hilarious. I mean, what obstacles have you gone through?
Well, I was born in jail. I got shot in the head.
Okay.
Well,
as far as your comedy is concerned, but okay.
Oh, I thought we were going way back. okay. I guess the obstacles have been, like, YouTube has always deleted all my shit. So that's, I can't say that ever really made my day, but at the same time, it's like a meme. It's like part of the song. It's like you're watching it and it's deleted midway through. So
damn,
you know, that's kind of, it's like the part of the memorabilia. So I guess that's kind of an obstacle. The other thing is some of the bullshit that I get put through by all the haters, you know. People, they're just jealous that they didn't think of this shit first. You know, they act like the shit was just handed to me, like I never had to sit down and write this shit. You know, people are so ignorant. And now we got this Shane Dawson shit.
Oh,
you see that Shane Dawson shit?
No, I don't pay attention to faggots.
Oh shit. So he made a documentary about Jake Paul calling him a sociopath. I only saw part one, so I'm going to watch.
Who the fuck is Jake Paul? I don't know who Jake Paul is. I keep hearing about this guy. The only thing I heard about him was he filmed a suicide, a guy hanging from a tree. Like, I didn't even see that video. I don't know where he came from. I just read that he's, like, popular with little kids. And I'm like, For what?
Well, you know, for vlogging and shit. It's entertainment.
Is he funny?
No, but, you know, not all entertainment is comedy.
What, is he trying to be funny?
A little bit. You know, he's just going about his life, you know, jumping off of shit, lighting shit on fire. He's like, him and his friends, they're trying to be like Jackass. So, you know, all the hate they get. These guys, it's clear that they're influenced by, like, Steve-O and Johnny Knoxville. Like, you can tell they grew up watching that shit. And now they're, like, doing it, and all the other YouTubers hate them because it's like, oh, you weren't allowed to do that. That's just for the edgy guys. You guys are jocks. You can't do that. So everybody looks for shit to blame Jake for and to blame Logan. Logan's the guy with the suicide forest video, by the way. It's his brother. There's two of them. Anyway, Shane Dawson made a video exploring the mind of Jake Paul, and it's just so fucking stupid how people on the internet, how dumb these people are. Basically, all of YouTube, you know, I want to talk about the obstacles I deal with.
Yeah.
The fact that I'm associated with people on YouTube, which is pretty much the most illiterate people trying to look intelligent. Just these people are uneducated. They don't know shit. They're just always like trying to point the finger at each other and throw somebody under the bus. They're basically a bunch of cannibals. It really is like living in prehistoric times, watching a bunch of savages throw each other in the fire and play a game of tag, you know, who's it. It really is remarkable just how dumb people are right now.
I mean, I seen some of Shane Dawson's stuff, and I'm like, who gives a fuck? Like, people actually watch this shit. He gets millions of views, and it's just, I mean, I'm not trying to hate on him. It's just like, it's not my cup of tea. But, like, people that don't put money in your pocket are always trying to tell you what to do. I mean, do you go through that?
Every day, man. Everybody wants to tell me what to do. Everybody wants me to do some shit for them. Everybody wants to criticize me.
Yeah.
Everybody wants something. Everybody wants something.
Like, how annoying is that?
They don't want to work. I literally give advice for free. I've told people I should charge you money for this advice, not because I want the money, but because then you'll actually do it.
Exactly.
You know, if you pay somebody, if you pay for advice, then you feel like you should get your money's worth. But I tell people every day, here's what you need to do to succeed. No one ever listens to me.
Well, going back to your YouTube being deleted, have you thought about backing it up on like BitChute?
It's probably on there. You know, people post my shit everywhere.
Yeah, but, you know, you post your stuff there, and there's this other thing called, what is it called? Sorry. There's DTube, which is powered by Steemit, and you can actually earn money off of it.
Hell yeah, man. Get paid.
Yeah, exactly. It's a lot of people are moving towards Steemit because it's like it's decentralized. So
yeah, man. Fuck the central station.
Yeah. It's like cryptocurrency, but like in social media form.
Yeah, man. I mean, I could post my shit there. I don't give a fuck, man. I'm just trying to get my shit out there. You know,
yeah,
it's hard.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is with like YouTube being, you know, freaking deleting people left and right. Whoever like sneezes or, you know, like you got all these like people informing, making how many times have you been in Facebook prison?
Like five. They deleted my page. They deleted it again. Facebook doesn't give a fuck about anyone.
No.
I got a quarter million followers on Facebook, and I need to pay them if I want my post to be seen. Yeah. Why would I pay them? They should pay me, if anything. So
exactly.
I got a big ass Facebook page I don't even use anymore.
What are your thoughts on that? Should Facebook be forced to allow people to stay on, or do you think they have the right to do whatever they want?
Of course they have the right to do whatever they want. I hate how all these so-called, you know, enemy, friends of freedom, liberty, right, fighting for liberty. A lot of these unprincipled Trump fans out there are acting like they're here to save us from the left. And then what do they want to do? They want to nationalize some of the most influential and successful companies. They just want to take away people's property. So what's the point of fighting the left if you're just going to do their job for them?
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's why I moved a lot of my shit to Steemit. You know, BitChute. There's a thing called DTube. You know, just in
Pornhub.
Case. Well, actually, it's kind of funny because I do upload some of my podcasts to Pornhub.
Hell yeah.
I mean, especially the shows that I've done with Mercedes Carrera.
Damn right.
So, yeah, it's, you know, that's, but, you know, you have, like, a lot of gun, like, it's kind of funny you mentioned that, because some gun guys, they uploaded their videos to Pornhub. It has nothing to do with porn, but, you know, YouTube kept kicking them off, and they couldn't make any money, so they put it on Pornhub.
Yeah, man, you got to make money somehow. You know, people have told me, I have this song called Am I Gay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really big hit. Great video we shot for it.
Right.
And then my gay friends start telling me, like, hey, man, I was watching some porn the other day and your song was playing on it. I'm like, damn, dog, nobody told me. I don't get paid for that shit.
So do you have to pay like a royalty to use the instrumentals?
Well, it's interpolated, which is, means it's remade with new instruments.
Oh, so that's how that works?
Yeah.
Ah.
Hmm.
Okay, so that's why a lot of these parodies they sound like a little off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Weird Al asked Lady Gaga for permission because he likes to ask permission.
Yeah.
You know, but then when he doesn't receive permission, he does it anyway. So, like, Coolio said no, and then Weird Al released the song anyway. So that's, you know, that's Weird Al right there.
Right.
Building relationships with artists. So he asks Lady Gaga for permission to post a parody of her song. And, like, her assistant or someone said, like, no, she said no. And so Weird Al releases the video anyway. And at the end, he wrote, like, a annotation saying, it's too bad Lady Gaga wouldn't give me permission to release this song. Because I was going to donate all the money to some gay lesbian charity. But, you know, because Lady Gaga hates the gays, she won't let me release. Like, shut the fuck up. Fucking Weird Al Capone. That's what I call him. Fucking intimidation and what was the shit? Fucking when you, like, shake down and shit. Like,
extortioner.
Extortion. Hell yeah. It's a fucking extortion. Fucking blackmailing motherfucker. When I see him in the street. And I did see him on the street. I went and saw him receive his Hollywood star on the Walk of Fame
mm-hmm.
a few weeks ago. And I found out during the speakers that Weird Al's fans had to raise the money to get this star. It costs, I think, $30,000. This is a guy who's been living off music for decades. He had the number one album in the world a few years ago. Like the number one comedy album,
right.
The number one album in the world. And he's been touring, you know, he works for his money. I'm not saying he didn't earn it. He earned every penny of it.
Oh.
But then he needs his fans to raise $30,000 for him. He really wants, like, and you know, his fans are all like working class, fucking unsophisticated
right.
country bumpkins. These are not intelligent, educated people. So fucking McDonald's working motherfucker. You know, anyone who listens to Weird Al fucking. Yeah, like okay, anyone who works at McDonald's guaranteed thinks Weird Al is funny. So he's
not
got a bunch of people raising money for him to get a star on the Walk of Fame. He wouldn't just fucking spend 30 grand, which he probably makes twice that every night that he performs.
I didn't know that it worked like that. I thought they just give you a star if you're like famous enough.
Yeah, you need to apply for it, I think, and
yeah.
You need to pay 30 grand maybe to be considered, or you pay 30. Yeah, maybe you need to be considered for it. You pay 30 grand, and that's how they fuck you. Like, you give them the money, and then they're like, no. Or maybe they don't take the money until you're approved. I don't know. But either way, if you want the fucking star and you're that big of a star, and Weird Al, you know, he's not like just some guy that was in one movie in the 90s right. and like spent all his money on drugs and now wants a star. He's been making money hand over fist for his entire career. So motherfucker. He needs his fans to raise $30,000 for him.
You mean to tell me Chris Pratt acting like this is a huge ass honor? Like with all the pomp and circumstance and whatnot, he paid for that shit too?
He must have, or somebody did.
Damn.
So, yeah, man. Wow, that's, must be nice.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought you like, you know, so what, next you're gonna tell me, you know, that you pay for the Grammy and this is just a, you know, a big old circle jerk that they do at these award shows.
Pretty much.
Oh, damn. So, how's about we play one of your songs? I got Only 17 and Sargon. Which one should I play first?
Let's listen to Sargon. I feel like I haven't heard that one lately.
Alrighty. We'll be right back. This is Rucka Ali's song Sargon for Sargon of Akkad. So, enjoy.
I was just an average dude, neck beard sitting in my bedroom, smoking on a little some green Buddha, eat some crappy British food, never leave the house without a fedora, never really leave or ever go out, online's where I get to be rude, video games will never break my heart, it's when I saw the fucking witch Anita, feminist frequency, talking about people like me, saying gamers are mean, we don't like the left. She said that she's a gamer since she 10, and she wanna bring down all the gamer men. It's when the nerd rage hit me and then transformed to the warlord I became. Look what you've done. I'm the motherfucking saga. I'm the motherfucking Sargon. Every day women wanna put me out. Every day YouTube try to take me down. Try to come after my Patreon. It's like I'm taking on a feminist GI. Martin Luther King by today's child. It's called the Uncle Tom that should get fired. Just feel it mad that I wouldn't rape her. Trevor Noah put a clam on a fucking picture. And now the media label me. All try Klansmen Nazi. Because I'm anti-identity like a white male founding father relatives. I've been anointed the new face of the defense of a Western civilization. Mostly defending my brain from integration and defending my neck from a razor blade. Look what you've done. I'm the motherfucking saga. I'm the motherfucking saga. Industry badges, internet friends hanging at the convention. Front row with Andy and the Chris's. Waiting for a panel, buy some business. Women here to give a talk about the struggles of being girls and stuff. No one is looking to disrupt. Autism's all that we have in common. Let us all need a look at me. And she's the beauty to my beast. And then she pointed and said, I'll be garbage human, little sexist piece of shit. But if I could ask your grace, how's it feel looking at the face of the monster you created? Just wanted to play video games. Look what you've done. I'm the motherfucking saga. I'm the motherfucking saga. Look what you've done. I'm the motherfucking saga.
That was Sargon by Rucka Rucka Ali. Subscribe to his channel. Go to youtube.com/itsrucka. That's youtube.com/itsrucka. Yeah, I really like that song because, I mean, it's like, yeah, Anita did create a monster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, sometimes I wish she hadn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, man, when I listen to that song.
Yeah.
You know, the monster you created. I'm just like, I thought about not even releasing it because I didn't think the world deserved something so beautiful. And when you look at all the people that have listened to it and loved it, I'm not sure they deserve it. It was more than a gift. I gave people something that they should not have.
Well, I mean, you really got to think of it this way. I mean, the left, social justice warriors, political correctness, they really help create a market for us to make money. Like, I mean, you know, they created a market for you. They created a market for Sargon. You know, people that are starved and tired of being lectured at, you know, they want to hear something different, something new, not the same thing, not constantly feeling like some Nazi.
Well, my career is four times longer than Sargon's, and I never needed,
right?
I never needed the SJWs to do what I do. But your point is correct that it definitely something kind of emerged from all the chaos.
Yeah, I mean, well, you being an Israeli, I mean, have you ever been called a Nazi? And if so, I mean, how do you feel about that?
I haven't heard of a case.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, how do you feel? You know, are you Jewish or you know?
People have speculated that I might be black, kind of a Pan-African.
Okay.
So I'm still I'm waiting for the test results.
We won't hold that against you as long as you know you keep it kosher.
Yep.
Yeah. So, no, I mean, but, you know, like this whole thing, like social justice warriors just constantly accusing people who don't believe what they believe, calling people Nazis. Does that irk you a little bit or?
Look, anytime people are lying, you know, anytime people are mislabeling people, you know, calling them something that they're not. And then what people do is, like, let's say you call somebody a Nazi, and they go, I'm not a Nazi. And then you go, oh, why are you so sensitive? You know? Oh, what's wrong? You don't like being misgendered? It's like, motherfucker. But anyway, of course, yeah, you know, that word's been thrown around so much that no one even knows what it means anymore. And basically, like today, if you don't believe in this patriarchy and you don't believe in the in this oppression system, then you're told you're on the right and you're, you know, alt-right and all these things.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, no big deal. Lives are being ruined, but hey, you know, it's not a problem. No, you know, everything's, I guess, going to be okay.
I mean, I've had white comedians call me a race traitor.
Yeah, man, you traded. What happened?
I like who the fuck? Like, are you Puerto Rican? Because, you know, in case you didn't see, like, you know, I kind of support Trump. Well, not kind of, but I do. And I'm, you know, I don't hold it against anyone who doesn't. You know, I don't, you know, but he's like, oh, you're a race traitor. That's why Puerto Rico got hit with the hurricane.
Yeah, that's what's up. You know,
it's like
what the conversation has become. It's like a game of Dungeons and Dragons or some shit. Like with this whole Trump thing, it's like
LARPing.
It's like he represents, you know, racism. It's like he's just the symbol. Like they just call him like the symbol of racism.
Yeah.
You know, and so you need to like firmly stand against him, or you are racist. And like with this whole shit with the Kavanaugh hearing, and I don't know if Kavanaugh. I don't know if he did it. I don't care. Like I don't. I haven't paid attention. But it's become like it's like become like women versus rape. You know, It's like if you think he's guilty, that means you're anti-rape, and if you think he's innocent, that means you support rape. Mm. It's like what? It's like anyway. Everything's become like a proxy war. You know, yeah. No one actually cares if he did rape or not. No one actually cares.
Yeah.
It's just that he's come to symbolize something.
Well, you know? Yeah, it's because Trump picked him, and they're like, oh, well, then he must be, like you said, oh, he must be a racist. He must be, he's going to take my right to abort my baby away from me. And it's like, the only people that really need to worry are the bitches that use abortion as a contraceptive.
Why is that? I mean, I don't know, I don't know the facts of the whole political history, but what if somebody just might need to get an abortion for whatever reason? Why would it be only the ones using it as contraception that have to worry?
Well, you know, it's because the rate of abortion has dropped in this country. More and more people are keeping their children, or people are just not getting pregnant as much as they used to. And you have, and honestly, I don't, you know, me personally, you know, go ahead. If you want to have an abortion, have it. I just don't want to have to pay for it, like through my taxes.
Yep.
Like, I'm not, you know, if you want to go and have it, it really should be states' rights. Like, if one state doesn't want to do it, but another state wants to do it, that's like it shouldn't be decided on a federal level.
So that's where I would challenge you and say, yeah. Why does it matter if the state is violating your rights or the federal government? Shouldn't your rights just be matter of principle?
Well, it's,
so this
it,
is okay. I just want to say this is why I'm not a conservative. This is why I don't hang with Trump. This is why I'm not part of this any populist movement.
Right.
I'm too smart. I'm too principled to jump on these. To these movements, just saying like, oh, states' rights, and it's like, no, that makes no sense to me.
Because if it's not spelled out in the Constitution that this is the right or this is the role of the federal government, it automatically goes to states' rights, where the people, the citizens of said state, could vote on it.
Well, why should the people of a state get to vote on if an individual person is allowed to have an abortion or not? It's either their right to do or it's not. But I don't think it should be their neighbor's decision. So, again, this is where I push back against some of this political
Well, the thing is, when it comes movement. To – well, then at the very least, I mean, do you want to pay for someone else's abortion? If, like, let's say, they had a drunken night and they had a whoopsie-daisy.
I don't want to pay for anything, but but it's either legal or it's illegal.
Right.
I think that's a separate question over if something should be legal or not versus should the tax dollars pay for it.
Well, I mean, that's where I'm coming from. You know, like should it be federally or state funded? Like, you know, that's one thing because it's if you don't have to pay for something for some reason, people get really irresponsible.
I understand, but if the Supreme Court makes abortion illegal, then that's not a win for liberty just because you and I aren't being forced to pay for abortions anymore.
Right. Well, you have a point.
Yeah, see, we're having a discussion.
Yes.
See, this right here is what they don't want. They don't want a conversation. Did you know I'm involved with the intellectual dark web?
What is that?
It's this thing where, like, we talk about stuff. But it's not the stuff that they want us to talk about.
Really? So what's the, you know, how deep do you go?
Oh, we go deep. It's some fucking deep double penetration shit. I could get you in.
I don't know if I'm smart enough. Just being
I don't know
honest.
Either. Oh, trust damn. Me. You see some of the people in this intellectual dark web, you won't feel insecure at all.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be cool. I'd be interested. Mm.
Cool, man. I'll send you an application.
Ah, cool. Is it like
I'll
Mensa?
Email it to you.
Do I have to, like, you know, do math problems? Because I suck at math.
Yeah. You just have to have...
I'm not Asian enough.
You just have to fail at integration.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, do I get marched in with the National Guard, though?
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right. As long, I mean, I've argued with the Christian identity folks that call me a monkey and an abomination.
Who are these people?
Oh, the Christian identity, basically a bunch of white guys that believe that they're from the original 12 tribes of Israel. They're like the black Israelites, but white.
So what's their beef with you?
I'm brown.
Yeah, but why is that their problem?
Because I'm brown. that's the only reason.
That's it.
That's it. I'm a mongrel, apparently.
That's fucked up.
I don't care. It makes me laugh because they get pissed off when you start making "I'm going to fuck your wife and your daughter" jokes.
Yeah. I mean, why would they want to do that?
Why would they want me to fuck their daughter?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
No, they don't want it, you're saying.
Yeah, they don't want it. They don't want that. They don't want me making mongrel babies with their kin.
Well, that's pretty racist.
It is. I mean, they should really donate their daughters and their wives' vaginas to the brown. For peace.
For peace.
For peace.
Yeah.
Hope you're having fun.
Hell yeah, man. This is an interesting conversation, man.
But yeah. I mean, but like in this intellectual dark web, do you guys go into like conspiracy or?
Yeah.
Huh. What's the most out there thing that you guys discuss? Because I'm kind of intrigued now.
Man. Well, I mean, some of this I can't really talk about right now. It's intellectually dark, but. Let me think. Let me see.
I'm having you on, so I like dark humor. So,
yeah. So, something that's emerged recently is that Ben Shapiro was assaulted as a teenager in a certain way that he has not been very specific about, but he thought to bring it up multiple times while discussing Dr. Ford's rape allegations. Yeah.
That could be why he stutters.
I mean, I don't want to make any assumptions.
See, I don't want to sound anti-Semitic, but, you know, that could be very, believable.
Yeah, that's sounds pretty anti-Semitic, but it's believable, man.
Well, he's Jewish, so you know they'll take anything as a like. I know I'm probably gonna catch shit from someone like, "Why you always have all these Jews on your show?" It's like, but
yeah,
whatever.
Well, that's where the money's at.
Yeah. Well, you know. By the way, is the check in the mail?
Yep.
For this free promotion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Goodness. So what else where else do you draw your inspiration from?
I smoke a lot of crack.
All right.
What about you, man? Where do you get your inspiration from?
Well, I don't know, from my own life and, you know, whatever pisses me off and, you know, I just like to do shit that troll people in real life. Like, I was on the subway and I was getting off. I'm like, "Kavanaugh did nothing wrong," and I just walked off and just basically lobbed like a freaking grenade in there, and everyone got pissed off
because you showed them
it's fashionable. It's like, "Oh my goodness, I'm so offended." Like, it's that fake shit that it's like, I hate that fake shit. It's like, okay, you don't really give a fuck. You just hate the president just to hate him because you think it's fashionable.
Yup.
Like, it's the thing to do. And when you, like, discuss it with people, like, someone like you, you have valid points. Have a valid point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, "Oh, well, he wants to build a wall." Okay, and? Don't you lock your door at night? Don't you secure your shit when you go to sleep or when you leave? Because you don't want to come back home and see, you know, motherfuckers shitting in your toilet that you don't know.
I never thought of it that way.
I'm getting trolled, aren't I?
No.
I'm getting trolled.
I mean, I've always said this. You know, I'm not racist, but I lock my door at night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I lock my door at night. I lock my door after I leave because I don't want to come back to an empty apartment because all my shit got stolen.
Good point.
It's like, I'm not, you know, I mean, not for nothing, you know, it's me being Puerto Rican, we got the natural Puerto Ricans versus Mexican thing. So, yeah. They are horrendous people.
Yeah, tell me about it.
They are a bunch of... Trump was not wrong when it came to them. Well, illegals, but you know.
Yeah.
But so do you stand up?
A little bit, you know, got to get up there and talk some shit once in a while.
So do you go to open mics and or do you actually get booked?
I get booked and I do some open mics.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. What's the climate at the open mics where you're at? Cuz I'm assuming you're in Cali, right?
Mm-hmm.
California is what they like to call it.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Like, really? What goes on there? What are the main jokes that go on with the open micers over there?
Just a bunch of females get up there and talk about nothing, and then that's about it.
Like, what do they talk about? Oh, well, I was sexually assaulted.
Well, that would be interesting, but all they just talk about is how miserable and alone they are.
Well.
Like, oh, yeah, I'm so old. I'm so ugly. It's like, you know what? Like, do something about it. Write some better material.
Yeah.
And then the dudes are all fucking pussies. They all get up there trying to signal how unoffensive they are.
Yeah.
And they just – it's like a contest to see who could blend in the most.
Have you ever been banned from a comedy club?
I'm not aware of a case.
Oh. Oh, well, I have twice. Like one from the comedy club that got shut down because the owner was a rapist.
Damn, dog. That's unfortunate for him, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I like, honestly, because everyone was hating on me because they thought I was the one that had it shut down, because it was, it violated the fire department code because it didn't have an emergency exit. It was in a literal basement. And I was like, I had all these comics, if I see him on the street, I'm going to fuck him up, which I know it's not true because comics don't fight. They just like to talk shit. You know, it's like, oh, don't book them anywhere. Ban them from every place. And then this chick comes out and says, oh, well, he raped me. I was like, thank you, Jesus.
True, true.
Like the heat is off me. And then everyone's like not talking shit. Like not even talking about me. They're talking about how this supposed this male feminist was raping chicks in his basement.
Shit.
And the guy's a Muslim too, so I'm like, I'm really hoping he didn't get radicalized.
Let's hope not. Yeah. It's the last thing we need.
And I got banned because I was saying some misogynistic material.
That's going too far.
Yes, it is. Like, mm-hmm. I wouldn't call a woman a cunt because they're not stimulating or pleasurable to be around.
There you go.
Yeah. I wouldn't call a woman a bitch because female dogs are loyal. Like, I'm basically being nice.
That is nice.
I was actually like, no, I wouldn't call you a cunt. I wouldn't call you a bitch. Why are you getting mad?
Man, you know, sometimes women, like, they just want the attention.
Yeah.
That's why they get upset. You know, you have to guess what they're upset about. So it's like a whole guessing game with them sometimes.
Well, the thing that pisses me off is, like, how they get pissed off and they get in your face, and then when you get angry with them, oh, you can't speak to a woman like that. She just called me a fucking asshole and said my mother's a whore.
Yeah, that's fucked up, man. She don't even.
At the very least, I'm gonna call her a cunt. I mean, it's, you know, she's being very cunty.
It is only fair.
Yeah,
that's the way your mom would want it.
Well, she would want me to walk away, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's what can you do?
But it's either me calling McCunn or me freaking punch him in the bread box.
Those are the options.
Yes. I can't wait for this to be a parody.
Yeah.
What's the song you're gonna? Oh, that's a dumb question. Never mind.
Well, it's hard to say, but yeah. What did you say? Punch him in the box. Hold on, let's do this together. Let's do this together. An exclusive.
Ah.
All right. You said you can either call her a cunt or punch her in the box.
In the bread box.
Bread box. All right. Let's think of a song that kind of rhymes with that. Bread box. Red rocks.
Red rocks.
You know what? Let's continue the conversation. I'll come up with something.
Yeah. So, what kind of porn you like to watch?
At least like 400 pounds in weight and a little bit of color in the skin, you know?
Ah. That's exactly what I like to, jacket to.
Exactly. Yeah, nice. Hell yeah, man.
Like, I like my women to look so nasty that they look like they stink.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like the type of women that they're, like, you know that white crust coming out their pussy?
Mm-hmm.
Like that little cottage cheese.
Yeah, I know about
shit.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I kind of like to watch. I like, the girls didn't, like, freaking clean their ass properly, so there's still, like, a speck of shit. No, I'm just kidding. Let me stop.
Oh. Yeah. Just kidding. Me too. Yeah.
Don't send your letters to anybody.
Yeah, please don't send us more hate mail, guys. It's the last thing we need right now.
So, what's the most interesting hate email you've gotten? Like, besides you suck, have you ever gotten anything like creative and actually funny?
Well, this one bitch sent me a letter, email, talking about her son is a big fan, and she tried to get him to stop listening to me, but he keeps listening anyway. But she kind of ended up listening herself and thought it was kind of amusing, and it sparked some conversations, right? Some discussions in the household about some of these important issues, right? This is the important stuff. So bottom line is, she doesn't hate me as much as she used to, and could I send an autograph for her son's birthday and an autograph for her son's friend? She's in there talking shit and then wants some shit. That's basically my audience, the history of everything I've had to deal with.
Yeah, I get something similar like that. You know, it's like they criticize, but they don't patronize me in any way. They don't listen. One time I got hate mail based on a title of a podcast that the bitch didn't listen to.
That's fucked up. She didn't even listen to that shit.
It's just like when you do a podcast, you put clickbait. You know, you title it so that way it's clickbaitable.
Mm-hmm.
And she got offended. Oh, why would you nigga title it that? Because if I fucking title it with my actual opinion and answering the fucking question, no one will fucking click on it because I just basically spilt the beans.
Exactly.
He's like, oh, well, you think this, you think that. Did you even listen to the podcast? No. Then how the fuck do you know?
Exactly.
Oh, but my people are good people. Where would you title it that? And I, it goes around in circles and circles and circles and circles. You know, it goes nowhere. Or, you got the people that try to insult you. And they're like, oh, well, it's just a joke. You should take it.
Yeah.
Do you get that? I mean, have you ever gotten something like that?
Every day.
It's like, so what do you do? So that way, you let them know that it's not getting to you, but they're just lame.
I just don't give a fuck. Huh. By the way, I came up with the parody. Listen.
Oh, okay.
Punch her in the bread box. Don't be fucking around with Louis B. That's it.
Okay. I was going to do the instrumental, so that way we could play it.
We can play it again. Want to do it again? All right, here, you whistle and I'll sing. One, hold on. All right. One, two, three, go. Punch her in the bread box. Don't be fucking around with Louis B. Yeah.
Yep.
Hell yeah, man. See?
Yes. All right. So
see what happens.
Yeah, we're gonna record it. We're gonna put this out on iTunes, sell it there so that way we could fund cancer research so that way Angelina Jolie could get some decent titties again.
Yeah, you know, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Like, if you're hot and you had a mastectomy, send your application so that way we could rebuild titties. Like, Trump wants to rebuild infrastructure. I want to rebuild titties.
Yeah, I think, rebuilding titties would be the first step towards getting everybody a little motivated to build more shit, you know?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Either that. So any special interest groups ever come after you or protested you?
I think Mothers Against Drunk Driving reached out positively. They liked my song about driving drunk. They thought it had a good message.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember if anyone else. Oh, yes. I got an email once from some hack bullshit money laundering effort in Europe.
Okay.
Where they wanted me to come out to Germany and speak about international diplomacy. They wanted to pay me an honorarium.
Are you serious?
Yeah, this was an email I got, and I'm like, yeah, I'll come out there, but I never heard back again.
Of course.
I looked them up on the internet. It's just such bullshit. They just one of these things, you can just tell there's like one guy, he just knows how to schmooze and bullshit with all the rich people and just kind of wink at them, and anyone who needs to kind of clear their name, clear their reputation, throws money at this black hole, and they take a photo at the event, and the people shake hands, and everyone hopes that nobody names the elephant in the room, which is that it's all bullshit.
Mm.
Yup.
You go through that a lot?
Yeah.
So, I mean, do you like... Does it bother you, the way this world is going, how sensitive people are?
Yeah, I guess. It would be nice if people weren't so stupid, but in the meantime, I'm having fun, so I guess it's kind of a double-edged sword, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, this might sound like a dumb question, but in your opinion, of course, in your opinion, duh, why am I doing that? What makes people stupid?
I think it's a choice.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody has a choice. You know, people talk about IQ. They talk about resources. I think it's a decision to decide if you're going to think or not, if you're going to pay attention or not. Once you decide to pay attention, your mind is like a car. You're driving it. It loves it. It's like you filled it up with premium gasoline. But you don't use your mind, it's like not driving a car for too long. So that's pretty much the beginning and the end. So that's an actual insightful answer, you know,
yes.
And like a real answer. Get all these YouTubers on here. They don't have an answer to that. You know, dare I say, bring Sargon on here and ask him that. You're going to get an answer about nature and nurture and, you know, IQ and, you know, cultural Marxism. But you bring me on, you get clarity. And that's why I've reached an audience with a certain degree of longevity. That's why I've reached countless generations of audience members, because I provide something that calms people's tits for a change.
What should people be paying attention to?
Me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, besides
and the Louis B. Show,
of
the
course,
crotch rocket, the crotch shot,
the crotch shot, yes. Well, no, I'm talking about as far as, like, society is concerned. Because people, you know, there's so much distraction going on. Like, what should people be paying attention to, you know, get their brains out the matrix, so to speak?
I think every person needs to think about what kind of life do I want?
Mm-hmm.
And then take steps towards that. You know, begin thinking, what do I want to be able to do? I want what kind of career interests me? What kind of relationships do I want to build? What kinds of people do I want in my life? And start taking steps towards planning that. And one of the questions might be, what kind of political system do I want to live under? Mm-hmm. Do I want to live under one that just guarantees me, you know, $40K a year to do nothing? Or do I want a political system that leaves me free, so that I don't need to eat my food knowing with every bite that someone else was robbed for this? Mm-hmm. Instead, I could actually enjoy my dinner knowing that I was able to think of a way to make the money to buy that food. So that's what people need to pay attention really to their own lives is the first thing. Mm-hmm. Again, an insightful answer. The type of essential fundament that you won't hear from everybody.
All right. So, before we close out, where can people find you?
I'm on the internet. Well, for now, that is.
Yeah.
And, I'm on Twitter. I think that's where you and I first linked up.
Yes.
Come on my Instagram. You know, we got some good shit happening over there. And, of course, YouTube. You know, if I'm still up there by the time this conversation's over,
yeah,
it's hard to predict anymore.
Yeah, people can follow you on Twitter @IamRucka, and that Rucka is spelled R-U-C-K-A. And if you don't know how to spell I am, I can't fucking help you.
Yeah, man, go back to your to the education board and tell them they failed you.
Well, no, you failed yourself because, I mean, honestly, if you can't spell I am, I mean, shit. Like, you just weren't studying. You weren't paying attention to your needs.
That's exactly right.
As I learned today, I hope everyone can take this. But I really like having you on. You're great. I love your music. Are you doing any shows that you want to promote?
Trying to remember. I'm doing this Q&A in England, over Skype in a couple days, but okay. I don't imagine too many. But if anyone in your audience is in England, wants to come out, come to my Twitter and shit. We got the information there. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be talking this one bad bitch. What's her name? I forgot. But we'll be talking to her on I got a commentary channel. You know, we talk about big ideas. It's Rucka Reacts, and we're going to be exploring ideas over there, and that's what the intellectual dark web is all about.
Cool, cool. Whenever you want to come back on, feel free and let me know. It was great having you on. I'm gonna end the show by playing Only 17.
Dope.
Alrighty. So, Rucka, thanks for coming on. Hey, everybody, this is Rucka Rucka Ali, and this song is called Only 17.
Someone black's telling me to bend over. I realized, yeah, she was only 17. My life is a story of trials and jailmate. Why do I have a bisexual cellmate? I told some hoe to get naked. Now I'm in jail and I'm getting butt raped. And should've told her to show me some ID. Before I know it, she was sucking on my D. In prison, I can't get into a gang. So I'm getting gang raped by Mexicans. I fucked up my life. Her butthole was tight, but not worth doing time. Cause now I'm getting bone in mine. I was up in her butt, slapping them cheeks. Now I'm getting love from a guy named Jesus. Open my eyes, yeah, she was only 17. She was licking my dick, giving me blowjobs. Now I'm getting sex when I'm dropping the soap. And I realize, yeah, she was only 17. When I was getting laid, her age was of no concern. Now I'm getting AIDS, them gays
homies are taking turns, and I just wish them homies would stop raping my corn. Oh, come on, y'all, go play basketball. How could I have ever known that the hoe is underage? I just wanted her to give me and my friends a couple hand jobs. Yeah, I was all up in her muff. I guess grass on the field isn't enough. I got a Jewish lawyer when I went to court, but my judge knew exactly who I was. And since when should a woman be allowed to be a judge? They're all dumb. She was licking my nuts, eating my ski. Now I'm locked up, beating my meat. Open my eyes, yeah, she was only 17. We were sipping on, yeah, she taking her clothes off. Now someone black's telling me to bend over. I realize, yeah, she was only 17. Got a hoe to take her pants off, and then the cops taking you away in handcuffs and freeze hands insane.
Why don't you have a seat here with me?
Name you please, yeah. I should have never told a hoe to take her pants off. I should have never nutted up inside her asshole, because the sperm in her butt was evidence against me.
She told me she was 43.
She was licking my nuts, eating my ski. Now I'm locked up, beating my meat. Open my eyes, yeah, she was only 17. Sipping on, yeah, she taking her clothes off. Now someone black's telling me to bend over. I realize that she was only 17. I was up in her butt, slapping them cheeks. Now I'm getting love from a guy named Jesus. Open my eyes, yeah, she was only 17. She was licking my dick, giving me blowjobs. Now I'm getting sex when I'm rubbing the soap. And I realize, yeah, she was only 17.
The case of the People versus Rucka Rucka Ali, the defendant is found guilty. Enjoy getting your butt fucked by a man with many tattoos and questionable citizenship. Suck my balls.
That was Rucka Rucka Ali with his song Only 17. Check him out on his YouTube. That's again youtube.com/itsRucka, and you can follow him on the Twitters at IamRucka. So Rucka, thanks again. Thanks for coming on.
Yo, thanks for having me on, man.
So yeah, that will be the end of the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Come back Wednesday, regular same crotch time, same crotch schedule. This has been the Crotch Shot Radio Show, and as always, from my house to your house. Mahalo.
That's the end of my show. Donk.
Help the Crotch Shot Radio Show grow and thrive by doing something you already do. Shop on Amazon. Amazon always has great deals for whatever you are looking for. From survivalists and riot gear to Beanie Babies. Next time you're going to shop at Amazon, use my link. The prices stay the same, but I get credit for the sale. Just go to tinyurl.com/LouisB and just shop normally, knowing that you're helping support the Crotch Shot Radio Show. That's tinyurl.com/LouisB.